Good morning, everyone. You got Brad here again on your Finance Fridays with Wealth Coffee Chats. Exciting day today, guys. I've harangued one of my team members to come join us and talk about something I think is fascinating. I'm not sure if you guys know much about it, but stay tuned. We are going to dive into commercial lending. What is it? What's the tips? What's the traps? What do you need to know to navigate that? Is it different? Is it different than the residential lending landscape? Stay tuned. We are going to find out. So we're jumping in pretty quickly here, and I do want to give a shout out to someone that's already participating in the chat. So we've got Kevin. Good morning, Kevin from Lakeland, Florida. Kevin, you are consistent. I see you coming into our Well Coffee Chat, so I appreciate you coming in. I will give you some warnings, folks. My cats decide to jump into our podcast. So if you see a little ginger running around or some cats fighting in the video today, you know what? Be entertained. It is exciting stuff. Good morning, Alex. Thank you. Appreciate you for joining in. Well, let's really dive into it, guys. If you guys don't know, Positive Money, we are focused primarily on investor lending. That's our bread and butter. But as we are growing, we are trying to diversify our skill set. And we've got some really interesting talent that we've been able to bring on board. And one of that is commercial lending. And with commercial lending, it is an interesting topic. It is an interesting topic in the sense that not every mortgage broker can do that. Most mortgage brokers like to stick to one or two little niches in the market, and it's not necessarily to their benefit. But you know what? That's okay. We believe that challenging ourselves and challenging the status quo is important. So important. We've got some more people coming on. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Sonia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good day, mate. Do you like that? An American saying that. It's hilarious. Anyways, let's just bring in our guests, if that's all right with you guys. We'll be monitoring the chat. So please, if you've got questions, shout them out. Put them in the chat. Happy to have a conversation with you guys and answer some of those questions. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my team member, Sarah Shome.
Good morning.
How are you, Sarah?
Good. And you? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's not a difficult topic, I think, to kind of unpack, but there's so many different facets to it. And I think we can probably do it justice in the next, 10, 15 minutes.
No pressure. Let's try and do justice to commercial lending. That's okay.
All right. Let's dive into it. So Sarah, what is commercial lending? Talk to me about it.
The best way to explain it, and probably the easiest way to explain it, is commercial lending is either the purpose of the security. So it might be a factory or, office building, maybe a restaurant, for example. They're probably more the common ones. Or it could just actually be the purpose of the lending. So meaning, is it for a business or asset, like asset finance, something like that.
Okay, asset finance. Cool. So, correct me if I'm wrong. So, it's primarily based, most commercial lending is on the security type, but then there are instances where it's not necessarily just the security, it's maybe also the long
term. Cash flow could be for some form of cash injection into a business or some purchasing a business, even. So, anything business related will become commercial lending as well.
So, then what's the actual difference? What's the difference between commercial lending and residential lending? Is there any difference?
There is a little bit of a difference. So there's pros and cons with each, I guess. What we tend to see on the basics of it is probably difference in LVRs, so that loan-to-value ratio, as well as loan terms. Rates is another one. But then there's other benefits where we might be able to do things like lease doc lending, and things like that, where we don't have access to that sort of thing in standard residential lending.
Lease stock. What is lease stock? Talk to me about what that is.
So lease stock is when the rent of the property is used for servicing to qualify the loan So for the borrowing capacity side of things, we only use the lease.
Only the lease. Well, that's different. So for what I'm hearing you say is like different from residential lending. Say if we buy a rental property and we're like, oh, cool, we're going to get this cash injection. We're going to have rental income coming in and that will be used to service the loan. But the banks, when it's a residential lending, they actually look at things a little bit differently. The rent for an investment property it helps to service the loan, but it's not a sole overview. They actually look at everything. But with commercial lending, a lease doc says, okay, we'll just look at whatever tenant you place into the premise, and that's the only thing that we need to worry about for servicing. Am I right?
That's correct. Yep.
What LVR is that supposed to be, the loan to value ratio? What is that usually around for those lease doc type of
loans? For lease doc lending, it is more restrictive given that the risk is higher, I guess, really, at the end of the day. So you'd probably be looking around the 55 to 60 mark for lease doc, predominantly across the lenders.
Sonia just put in the chat, this can be kind of annoying. I'm assuming you're referring to Sonia, residential investment lending, where, shoot, I've got a rental property. Yeah, I'm getting the rental income. Why can't they just look at that? Why are they going to look at everything? And I would agree with you, Sonia. That's exactly the difference between commercial lending and standard residential. And there's usually a reason behind that. It's to do with the regulations within the industry. So commercial lending is what we coin is it falls outside of the standard legislation that actually regulates these. So we call those non-coded loans, right? Whereas residential lending falls under the NCCP legislation, where we have to make sure that the lending is done responsibly. So there's a lot of little intricate factors. Now with commercial lending, it's a little bit different. Hey, I remember, Sarah, I'm not sure how long you've been doing this, but for me, when I was doing commercial lending, we had some really interesting and wonderful types of circumstances and lending scenarios. Things that stand out is how to do a secured lending for a client who owned a brothel.
Same.
Which is funny though, right? Same. It's like, okay, because I'm not sure if you guys know this, with commercial lending, a lot of times the banks will actually require to do annual reviews or every 2 years, just depending on their policy. So I was just asking the lender, so with this type of commercial lending, what do you do? Are you asking like, well, how much clientele are they receiving for the day? Like, what are you doing to make sure that they're going to be a sustainable client?
We used to get the younger analysts wanting to do the annual reviews. It was the only one they ever signed up for.
Oh, interesting stuff. I mean, is there any other interesting ones that you've had to deal with? What is your scope of experience when it comes to commercial lending?
So I actually started my finance career in commercial. So that was, we'll just say, a long time ago. Leave it at that. But I probably did roughly just over 10 years in commercial before I moved up through residential and private banking as well. So, yeah, there's a large amount of experience in that industry.
Oh gosh, weird and wonderful. Now, obviously, I was touching on it a little bit earlier. Not every mortgage broker actually has the experience for commercial lending. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of them can be scared off easily. It's one of those things where you're more comfortable in residential lending with NCCP, again, because it's a coded loan, it's quite forward and straightforward. It's quite straightforward with its structure, as opposed to commercial, which is just outside that box. So I think a lot of people can be scared off with commercial lending. A lot of people might say that they know how to do it, but then when they actually need to do it, might not necessarily know how to do it as well.
Mm-hmm. So most brokers are scared off because it seems a little bit different, a little outside of the normal, which I can get that. I mean, commercial lending is a little bit different. I think most brokers are trained to have their blinders on when it comes to what kind of requirements that they need. Like I said, they stick to their niches. But for us, since we at Positive Money really work at that holistic view of clients entering into the investment property journey, right? We also deal with a lot of SMEs, small businesses, right? And when you got a mortgage broker that's got the experience of both worlds, I think that's a value add.
It definitely is, particularly when you have some loans that you might just set and forget as well, where you, people tend to come to us and talk about their main pain points. However, an experienced mortgage broker will look at it and go, okay, well, we can do this for X, Y, and Z and help you not feel the way that you're feeling. However, we can also value add here and, you know, have you thought about X, Y, and Z? And for that reason, it opens up more possibilities for the client.
It does. It does. One of the things I know with commercial lending, and I my ADHD kicks in because I like to bounce across everywhere, so apologies. So one of the things for me I know with commercial lending is the LVR is a bit lower, and sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge for people. Sometimes even business owners are trying to strive to build up their business, and maybe they want to purchase a commercial property, but maybe they don't have enough deposit. Or is there any other lending options out there that might help them with that type of purchase?
Yeah, so we can consider commercial lending in super, for example. We probably have more cash stores. It really depends on the client's situation at the time, but there's always a thousand ways to skin a cat. No offense to the poor little ginger in the background.
Oh, she's behind us. They were fighting earlier. It was really cute. I was like, oh, calm down. And I try to lock them out of the room, but every time I do, they claw at my door. So, yeah. Sorry, guys, you get a little bit WWF, or what would you call it, WWC cat fighting in the background. So to kind of go back again, ADHD is kicking in. So if you are an SME and you want to purchase your next commercial property, maybe this is a commercial property you want to work in and run your business out of. So what we can possibly do with your SMSF is purchase that business through your SMSF, your personal SMSF, because I mean, at the end of the day, you're having to pay yourself rent if you weren't owning that property. Maybe that could be an option for clients. So that's interesting. That's really interesting. Huh. We've got some interesting conversations going on. Sonia's brought back in there. Do you have to inspect the property? Look, Sonia, I don't know if you're referring to a brothel. I personally, conscientiously, hand on a Bible, can say I've not gone into one. Trying to get value out there is a bit interesting. I will say that. So yes, for the valuation, they had to go inspect the property. And we did ask that a woman attend instead. So funny stuff. Alex has asked a question. Can you finance a rent roll, which is kind of like running a brothel? Sarah?
Rent roll. Well, yeah, I guess it could be similar to a brothel. Yes, potentially you can, because the purpose would be for your business. But again, we would then have to look at structures, whether maybe that's cash flow lending or if we've got security to support that. No different to residential lending. We need to find the right structure for that kind of thing.
Wow. Well, Sarah, you've been really informative and I appreciate you coming along and I appreciate you allowing me to arm you into doing this. It was informative. I hope everybody took away some piece of golden nugget that might actually help them in the future. And what I might now do, guys, is let Sarah go. Thank you for coming, Sarah.
Appreciate it.
And folks, Sarah is one of our senior mortgage brokers here at Positive Money. As you heard, she does have commercial experience. So if this is something you guys want to have some support on, need some help with, just let us know. Honestly, you can see in the bottom of the screen, we've got an email address that you can send some scenarios to. Or if you'd like to just meet with me, I've put a QR code up in the top. Let's have a chat. Happy to book in a time so that we can discuss your unique situation. We've got a lot of experience with Positive Money and we're growing. And let's see how we can help you guys. We're definitely in the business to make sure that all of our clients at PRE as a whole, Positive Money more specifically as well, that you guys are looked after, that your businesses are looked after. And if you have just general questions, refinances, SMSF, we specialize in that as well. So again, thank you so much, guys, for coming along. I appreciate it. If you liked what we discussed today, please remember, like, subscribe, tell your friends. Come on. I think this is interesting stuff. Maybe I'm a little bit of a nerd, but if you're here, you may be a little bit of a nerd as well. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys all for coming along. And check you next week. Have a good one.